Cross Sports Nation. I am your host and founder, Robert Wells. And let's talk about sports. Let's go! We have a special guest returning to Cross Sports today. She has a podcast called The Culturalist, and she's a very sweet, strong, and peaceful woman of God, but who is very competitive in sports. Cross Sports would like to welcome back to the show, Dr. Pam Ross. Welcome back, Pam.
I'm back, baby. How are you?
I'm so glad you're back. Cross Sports Nation's glad that you're back. How you been?
Hey, man, it's been an amazing year for me. I'm so thankful to God. Blessing upon blessing upon blessing. Mercy and goodness, peace and safety. God's been so good to me. I've had a fantastic year, so I'm happy, happy, happy.
Amen. I love that. I love that you're happy, happy. You keep doing your thing, and God's going to just keep taking you to the next level every single day. That's the way it's going to be.
Absolutely.
So, Pam, I have to ask you this, and I want you to be completely honest with me, okay?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to talk about the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl! Yes, I'm ready, man!
Yeah! So let's get right into it. All right, let's do it. So, I know that you're excited about Super Bowl 56, but why? Why are you excited about Super Bowl 56?
You know what? Listen, if I had come on here 2 weeks ago, you know what I would have said.
Mm-hmm.
I would have said, give me those Buccaneers, and of course, God bless the Chiefs, right?
Yep.
I would have said that's who's going to be in the Super Bowl, and I would have said that Patrick, my homeboy, was going to pull the rug out from under the goat.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl is a complete surprise. I mean, it's a complete surprise to me. My daughter lives in L.A., and she mentioned something about stadium and playoff game being there. And I said, oh, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
You guys aren't going to win. You guys aren't going to have a game there until the Super Bowl. So the fact that this is, I see it as two surprises. Maybe their fans, if you are a fan of either one of those teams, you know, the Bengals or the Rams, you're like, it's not a surprise to us. We've been praying for it. But I feel like it's an exciting year because not seeing either one of these teams play this game in years.
Yeah.
And they're both so hungry, Rob.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to be, I think it's going to be clash of the Titans, quite frankly.
Okay. Oh, man. All right. When a woman of God is talking and she says something, you better believe it. It's law, you know, so.
It's law.
So, Pam, I have to ask you, like, you know, which team do you think has a better defense in the Super Bowl 56, the Cincinnati Bengals or the Los Angeles Rams? And why?
You know, I'm going to go with the Bengals on this defense.
Okay.
Because the fact that they are, what they were able to do, although both teams really were able to overcome a tremendous quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But what I saw with the Rams was, it was a slugfest. You hit me, I'm going to hit you. You hit me, I'm going to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I saw with the Bengals was a lot more defense. I mean, I think that they're also, they're riding on the wave of that interception. You
yes.
know what I mean? And sometimes if you strike a rock and you get a spark, you're going to come back and hit that rock again and again. So I think they're going to be looking for ways to strip that ball, stop that ball. They're going to pull out a chair, let that quarterback have a seat. I think that they're just riding on the wave of that. They're
going to
pull out a folding chair and say, sit down.
Yep. I told y'all, hey, remember from the last time, Dr. Pam Ross is competitive. Do not get it twisted. You are so right, because the Rams, I mean, yeah, it's back and forth, like you said. Good observation.
Yeah, you score, I score, until the time runs out.
Exactly.
I think these Bengals coming to shut some stuff down. Uh-oh.
You heard it from the doctor. You heard it.
Uh-oh.
That leads me to the next one. Like, Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford and Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow are making their Super Bowl debut. Which quarterback do you think will have the better game?
Oh, my gosh. This is such a hard question, because I'm going to tell you, because they're both making their Super Bowl debut, and I think they're both kind of young, aren't they?
Matthew Stafford, he's like in his 14th season, and Joe Burrow, this is his second season.
Oh, OK. Okay, why did I think Stafford was so much younger? Man, this is what I was going to say. Because both of them, it's their first Super Bowl debut, I was going to say it's going to come down to coaching.
Ooh, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I think it's going to come down to coaching. Who can say what in the quarterback's ear? Who can remind them of what they know? Because, you know, you're not training in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You're just reminding them of what you've already trained them. So
that's right.
I think it's going to come down to coaching. It might be a toss-up, but on behalf of all the older people, whoever's older.
And come on, Pam, you know you're not older. You're a young lady. You just turned 25 years old. Come on now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right.
Now, I have to ask you this. Away from football real quick, I want to say this year's halftime show will feature Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar on one of the biggest stages in the world. I know it's secular music, but what are you looking forward to watching during the halftime show and why?
You know, everybody's got to get their shot. And I think the invite first went to Snoop, and then he added this whole crew of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Mary J. Blige fan. Of course, she is a hip hop queen. So I'm looking forward to seeing what she does on the stage. And I'm looking forward to see how she represents the feminine power during the halftime show.
Yes.
It's a good show. It's very interesting. Very surprising to have this whole hip hop lineup.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, this is the world. Let's be diverse. This is America.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be diverse. So I'm happy with the Super Bowl, the NFL, for throwing the ball over to the hip hop. So let's do it.
Let's do it. And I'm with you. I'm looking forward to seeing Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, you know, back in the day, how they used to come with their music. And I love Dr. Dre's beats, but I'm just looking forward to seeing that West Coast flavor. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. Yeah, very much. Yes, absolutely. Very much. You know, it's interesting because, you know, Dr. Dre is a whole, what is he, millions, billions by now.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous businessman. I didn't even know he was still picking up the mic. I knew he was in the booth. I know he's in the boardroom. But yeah, you're right. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be good to see him pick up the mic.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still Dre Day, you know, it's doing that stuff.
Yeah. But...
So D-O-double-G.
Yes!
Oh, man, it's going to be fun. So I definitely have to ask you this now. We're going to go back to football. Okay. I need the moment of truth from you, Pam.
My God.
Which team you got winning Super Bowl 56, and what's your score prediction?
You know what? I'm going to go with the home team. I'm going to say the L.A. Rams are going to squeak by in the fourth quarter. And I'm going to throw this at you.
Okay.
27-24.
Ooh, that's a good one, Pam. That's a good one because, Pam.
I think it's going to be a nail biter.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a nail biter. I'm hoping so. It's going to be a nail biter. They're going to bite their nails. I'm going to bite some nachos. But it's not the game if you don't have a platter of nachos. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a nail biter. I'm going to root for these Rams. And I think it will be beautiful for them to win at home.
Yeah, I agree with you because I'm with you because it was hard for me to pick which team will win because anybody can win. And you don't know.
Yes.
You do not know this, Pam. You said 27-24.
That's what I said.
Okay. Okay, my prediction early this morning, I finally got the score. I picked the Rams to win the Super Bowl 28-24. Because
that's hilarious.
Yeah, and we didn't even talk. We just. Oh my God. And another thing is like, okay, even though the Rams are the away team because the Bengals have a better record or so, but either way, they're still at home. And I think about the Rams defense, like Aaron Donald, you know, I think that he's a monster at the defensive tackle position. And I have to say this, and it makes me mad. A former Chicago Bears player, Leonard Floyd, he's on the Rams
Come
and
on.
Look like he's going to get a Super Bowl ring. Once they leave Chicago, they do better. I don't like that. But I wish him the best though. But yeah, I'm with you with the Rams. We both picked the Rams.
This year's tickets are the most expensive they've ever been.
Ooh.
Oh, $10,000. Did you hear what I say? $10,000 American.
What?
For Super Bowl tickets. Yes. For Super Bowl tickets. Not that I'm going, but I'm just saying. I was able to find that out.
Yeah,
people are predicting an amazing game and a wonderful experience. You know, professional sports is entertainment, and we love it.
Yeah.
And we both enjoy it so much. I think people are predicting that it's going to be a phenomenally enjoyable game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Oh, $10,000? You better pay my rent. You better give me some nachos, and you better give me a free T-shirt.
Like, wait a minute, for one seat?
Yeah, exactly, one seat. Oh my God, that's ridiculous. I'm not paying. I feel better at home watching the Super Bowl.
I so would, because I mean, everything has to, I have to have a butler. Oh, yes, does it come with plane tickets and a suite at the Ritz? Like, what's the deal?
You may give me something, because this is too much. Okay.
Yeah, so folks are predicting a great game.
Yeah, I agree with them, and I agree with you too. And I have to say, the last thing, the very last thing, who will be Super Bowl 56 MVP?
I'm gonna have to go with that QB. I think that
Matthew Stafford.
When the Rams pull it off, I think Stafford's gonna be he's gonna be the reason.
Okay.
I think he's gonna be the reason. I've seen him with his head coach. It seemed like they have a strong relationship, and that kind of thing seems to play in. From what I've seen, it seems to play in to a player's ability to really dig deep and pull off the impossible if they've got that right. And maybe I'm putting weight on it there, but particularly in a year like this, the years that we've had, having somebody to tell you, remind you who you are, and to send you out on that field when the time is running out, to say, let's go do what you know to do, you know?
Yeah.
And I think Stafford has it. I think the Rams coaching staff has it. So we'll see if we're right.
Yeah. Let's see. Woo, Pam, you hit us with some unforgettable knowledge, and I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, Pam, I thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on Cross Sports, and you're just a pleasure for you to be here. Truly, truly proud of you. And if there's anything that you want to say, that you want to share with the rest of the world?
Well, you know what? I'm just going to say this. Listen, guys, whether you are, football may not be your sport. It may be a different sport, but the whole idea of Cross Sports is bringing faith, people of love, people of strength together to enjoy good, clean fun. So thanks for being a part of Robert's family along with me. I love this podcast. Keep the faith, keep strength. And if you're, listen, get vaccinated so you can have some people over to your house, have some nachos, and enjoy this game and enjoy your life while you have it. Because it's a gift from God, and a part of our worship is to enjoy our life, man. Let's do it.
Amen. Amen. I totally agree with you, Pam. And you cannot forget about chicken. You got to have some chicken wings.
You got to have the nachos, the chicken wings, and maybe a little plate of meatballs.
Yep. See, Pam knows how to throw down, y'all. She knows how to throw down. Okay. You heard everyone. She said she'll cook. Okay.
Right.
I'll be there on Sunday.
Come on, man. I'll cook for you.
Thank you so much, Pam. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
I love you too, Rob.
Hey, Cross Sports Nation, turn on your notification for Cross Sports Podcast. Subscribe, follow us, download, and please share Cross Sports Podcast on Pandora, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Buzzsprout, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on our other media platforms on Cross Sports. You can also find these links on our website, www.cross-sports.net. Next time on Cross Sports, we will do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. We'd like to thank all of you for listening, and we'll talk to all of you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.